Following the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1968, African Americans gained access to professional and educational opportunities never before available. However, coverage of those success stories was largely ignored by traditional media outlets. That's why six young friends in Fresno set out to create Grapevine Magazine, a publication that from 1969 to 1982 shared the life and style of prominent African Americans in the Valley. An exhibition at the Henry Madden Library at Fresno State honors the magazine. I paid it a visit and spoke to the dean of the library, Del Hornbuckle. She spoke about the vision that Frank Johnson and the other founders had for the magazine. But first, we talked about how the exhibition got started. Tell me about how you came to know about this magazine.
Well, I'd been interested in some big splash for Black History Month about a year ago. And I've been on board since 2017, and we just kind of had book displays and no real events, no real exhibitions or anything. And I just happened to be watching the evening news. I don't know the affiliate, but definitely CBS. And Anthony Bailey, who's the weather guy, has a Black History Month segment that I guess he does once a week, Hidden Valley Hidden History. I think I'm saying that correctly. Lo and behold, it was a Grapevine magazine, and Dr. Marius, who had illustrations that were also in the Grapevine magazine, and that was absolutely it. I was thrilled just by the segment and learning about the Johnson family, the founding editors, and the Grapevine magazine. And I'm from Dallas, Texas, and so it hit home for me because we had a similar kind of magazine and publication. Basically, that was kind of the power of Black media. For me, it was the Dallas Weekly, the Dallas Post Tribune, and the very same thing. It was like our Jet magazine in Dallas, Texas, highlighting Black excellence, Black first in the community events that the mainstream media would have never picked up in my community. So it really kind of resonated for me. So I reached out to Frank, and it was about 6 to 8 months before we were able to really connect. And in addition to having an exhibition and bringing the Grapevine to the Henry Madden Library, I was excited about the possibility of acquiring the collection for our special collections and our permanent collection so that it's available, preserved, and archived for future generations. So we've made all of that happen. So this is a real thrill for me.
Speak to the importance of Black media.
It's a powerful tool. I mean, it really kind of was a segment, and I guess it, you know, I'm aging myself here, but I think at that point we're talking about, and I can speak from my childhood growing up in Dallas, Texas, it was the time of busing, the time of desegregation. And when you talk about mainstream media, It typically the stories that you were here, you were kind of Black pathology, all of the issues, all of the bad stuff. But you had this whole other outlet that was really focused on all of the wonderful events, the entertainment, the things happening in the Black community that just was not covered in mainstream media. And we talk about, I think you may remember in the media, the selling of the archives of Ebony Magazine and Jet Magazine. That was the power. Every Black household that I grew up with had a subscription to Jet Magazine and Ebony Magazine for that very same reason. We learned about events happening in our community, our celebrities, all of that excellence that you would not get in mainstream media. And that was the power of that, to show us and tell our stories and that kind of representation that you, again, wouldn't get in the mainstream media.
Is there a particular part of this exhibition that is particularly impactful to you?
I think what's impactful, I'm learning about all the families in the Central Valley. There are all of these kind of core families that have kind of fanned out somewhere in the school system, well-known figures in the community at the TV stations, and we're talking about from the late 60s on. So I'm learning so much about this really dynamic community that I would have never known anything about. And that's the other important thing about this exhibition. I think it's sort of bringing to light this community that really had no real underscore or wasn't highlighted at Fresno State. And even if you look at some of the magazines, some of the first employees and some of the first athletes here on campus, it's really a first.
And what has the feedback been?
Very positive. Obviously, this is a real anchor for our African-American students to really be excited about their history here in the Central Valley, but it's been exciting for all students, and we've had a great turnout. I think just having the doors open and having this here, students hanging out and just walking through the exhibition has been really exciting. And I've kind of stepped through and stood in the back just to look at the students looking at the exhibition. So it's been a great turnout so far.
The issue of representation of African Americans in the media was a problem in the 60s when this magazine was first started. It continues to be an issue today. I'm wondering, what is your hope for the impact of this exhibition on students and what they may choose to do as a result of being exposed to it?
Always having an opportunity to tell your story. I think that's the most important takeaway for me, is that you have these founding people who saw a need to tell stories, to tell the stories in their own voice. When you look at the magazine, you've got recipes that come from the South. So you're kind of talking about a lineage that came from the South to the Central Valley, which is just fascinating to me. The best dressed, and if you look, for example, I keep referencing Jet Magazine, you've got a best dressed person. It's the same thing that I saw in Jet Magazine. To show excellence, representation really matters. And I hope that students in particular take that away, that you can always sort of find a venue for that, that really expresses your voice and gives you voice and representation.
Thank you so much, Dean Hornbuckle. We really appreciate you taking the time.
It's a pleasure.
During my visit to the Grapevine Magazine exhibition, I also spoke with one of the magazine's founders, Cleo Johnson. I asked him what they set out to achieve with the magazine.
We mainly wanted to show what was going on in West Fresno with the citizens. The local TV stations and newspapers, about the only time they would do anything on the West Fresno community, which was mainly minorities, was of a negative point of view. And so we wanted to show exactly the people that lived in West Fresno, from little kids in preschool all the way up to college students and those that are starting their professions, are been active in the community trying to promote minority interests.
Describe this exhibition. What will people find when they come to see it?
Well, when they come, I hope they see what I saw, that there was a lot of things going on in the community. They will see all of the positive aspects of the community. I want to say police chief in Fresno was African-American. The fire chief at one time was African-American. One of the founders of the magazine, Jim Aldridge, was the city manager of Fresno. But they'll see that once opportunities are given to minorities, that started in about 1960, around that time, they had opportunities to get employment in places they'd never been able to get employment.
Tell me one of your favorite issues.
Okay, that would be the issue that we featured my father and his history. His history of moving from Arkansas to California. My mom and my dad wanted to get away from the racial atmosphere, but they wanted to get to California, and we did a three-page story on his history.
And what did you think when you found out that Fresno State wanted to put on this exhibition?
Excited. 50 years later, this is the most major thing that that got me excited enough to come out of retirement of 20 years to do a little research on what we did and how we did it, I don't know. But Fresno State is great. Seeing how I don't have words for it.
Well, Mr. Johnson, thank you so much for sharing your history and this story with us.
Thank you. I appreciate your help.
The Grapevine Magazine exhibition is on the third floor of the Madden Library at Fresno State. It is free to the public and open through March 30th.